episode 3011, Do Right by You.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary week. It is Mindset Monday, and I want you to get focused on what God has in store for you. Sometimes we look side to side. Right now, you need to look at your reflection. Do right by you. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISS newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Well, have you ever felt like you were living someone else's life? Maybe you have followed an unexpected path, but now your dreams are stirring your soul. Do right by you. You know, I can't help but think a lot of us have this passion that burns brighter than our paycheck. We did right when we were kids. You're like, oh yeah, this is great for now, but if only. But you don't know how to pursue it right now, because you have all these responsibilities. Life is totally different and you don't want to risk your financial security. Or maybe you feel stuck in your 9-to-5 job, but you don't know how to break free from the golden handcuffs. Maybe you've been tending to everyone else's dreams, but now it's your turn. Many people have dreams beyond their comfort zones, but few actually pursue them. Well, why? Because we fear rejection. We fear failure or judgment from others. We feel trapped by our own self-doubt and the expectations of society, family, friends, church, community, you name it. We use it as an excuse to say, I can't do this. I'm not good enough. However, as much as you may care about what others think of you, you, my friend, ultimately have to live with yourself. You are the only one who can fulfill your potential, express your creativity, and contribute your unique talents and strengths so you can impact the world that you touch. You are the only one who knows what truly makes you happy, fulfilled, and successful, what truly makes you feel alive. It makes your heart pump louder, like literally it's coming out of your chest. Therefore, if you want to live out your dreams, you have to do right by you. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Do right by you. You have to prioritize your personal growth, your development, your purpose, and your passions. You have to make the time, the space, and the resources for them, even if it means sacrificing some of your comfort, your security, or even your approval by your friends and family. But understand this, doing right by you does not mean doing wrong by others. Because we can let our egos get in the way. And I don't care if you're male or female, we all have egos. And we want something, and we want it our way. And we only see it that way. But just because you want something doesn't mean you have to go after it by hurting someone else. Right? And that hurt, I'm not talking physical hurt. It could be something that where you just put a strain on them. Now, understand this too. You cannot control somebody else's reactions to what you're doing. So there is kind of this teeter-totter balance here that you're looking for. But you don't want to seek out doing what you want to do by doing wrong to others. Make sense? Of course it does. So doing right by you means becoming your best selfie, the version of your best self, right? Which can inspire and empower others. It's so uplifting. Doing right by you means setting an example of self-care, self-love, and self-respect, which can benefit your relationships, your work, and your community. It can benefit your family. The reflection of yourself speaks volumes in the success path of your everyday. So who do you see in the mirror? is that person one you really want to hang out with? And I'm asking this question sincerely. This isn't something that's just, oh, well, yeah, Christiane, here you go again, kind of asking a flippant question where you think we're just going to quickly say yes and go on. No, I really want you to reflect on it. I really want you to see who you see in the mirror. No, I don't want you to pay attention to all those wrinkles or, you know, something's here, whatever. I mean, no, drop all of that. I want you to look at yourself and I want you to see your heart. Doing right by you means surrounding yourself with the right people. And the right people has to start with the right person. And that's you. That's you, my friend. And once when you get that, then you can look at the people around you, people who can support you and challenge you and encourage you, people who share your values, your goals, and your interest, people who can help you grow and learn, people who can celebrate your progress and offer constructive feedback. Therefore, if you have a dream that calls to you, don't let anyone else silence it. Don't let anyone else dim your light or tell you that you are not enough. Don't let anyone else define your worth or your destiny. God has big dreams for you, God-sized dreams. But you have to be in search of them here on earth, looking for those God winks. So instead, embrace your gift as a gift, a guide, and a goal. Believe in yourself and make preparation and a plan to achieve it, step by step. As you know, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You're on this incredible journey, this climb up a mountain, and you will find many valleys. And then they lead to their own little peaks, but you're still climbing to get to the pinnacle, to the very tippy-tippy top. Will you get there? I can't answer that. That's your journey that you're on. But I can tell you, it takes one step at a time to lead to your miles of greatness. So remember, doing right by you is not selfish or arrogant. Now, can it get there? Of course it can. You can always go to any extreme. Yet, when you do right by you, it's a responsible and respectful way to honor your talent, your purpose, and your potential. What God has gifted you. You as an individual, you as this beautiful person who has dreams. And if you have those dreams, they didn't just by chance happen to show up in your head. God placed these little seeds within you so they could grow. And how you go about maturing these seeds to grow, well, it's one step at a time, right? And it's a courageous and compassionate way to show up for yourself and for those you care about when you do right by you. And it's also a meaningful and fulfilling way to live out your dreams and make a positive impact in the world. Don't you think we need more positivity? And I'm talking genuine, heart-throbbing positivity, one that comes deep within the soul, not something that's frou-frou that you can buy and have and, you know, just hang up on the wall, a little nail and say, ah, here I am. This is what I'm going to think about for today. No, it goes much deeper than that. You were created on purpose, for purpose. You have your own fingerprints, your own footprints. Have you ever looked at your footprints? Well, let me tell you, most people don't like to look at their feet now, do they? But if you look at your footprints, they're your own. I walked on the islands of Hawaii recently, and I was able to walk in the sand. I mean, there's just nothing like it. I was in Florida over the holidays earlier. Remember, we took that wonderful vacation, which we hadn't done for, oh my goodness, it had been a very, very, very long time. And we all went together for the holidays, every single one of us in our family. It was wonderful. Was there sand there? Yes. Was it the same as in Hawaii? No, definitely not. But let me tell you, my footprints were the same. And I left a mark in both places. You, my friend, are leaving a mark on your journey as you walk miles of greatness. But you got to do right by you. Or in reality, it really doesn't matter. Because then you're just selling yourself short. You do not want to be 6 feet under with your dreams buried with you. Be a living legacy today. So I ask you, are you ready to do right by you? My guess is that you are. So start by asking yourself these five questions. What do I really want? What is it that you want to go after? What am I willing to do to get it? That's number two. Now, when you think about what you're willing to do to get it now, it's got to be law-abiding, okay? You're not going to go and break the law by any means. You've got to be kind and compassionate to others, right? You're not doing this to do other people wrong. But are you willing to sacrifice maybe getting up earlier or staying up later? Maybe missing a game or two of your kiddos because it's just that season that you're in. Maybe you have to say no more often than you can say yes because of where you are in the season that you're at. So number one, what do you really want? Number two, what are you willing to do to get it? Number three, what do you need to learn, practice, or overcome? Now that is a loaded one. I mean, you could just stop there and we would be there for hours. But what do you need to learn? I look back at my podcasting. I needed to learn a lot. Now we've moved into TV. That's crazy. It's totally different things. I'm having this conversation with my son and I'm like, why do I have to know about resolution and different wires and lighting and uplighting and downlighting and cross lighting? And then I have to think about all of these different prompts and how to write things and how to change things and how do you use, you know, props when you have a very small area that you're working with. I mean, there's a lot of learning there. So as you're looking across the board, know that this is a process. This is not about overnight success. You're not trying to make your dream go viral. Did you hear me? Your dream is not going to go viral because it will be not long lived. You want your dream to be your living legacy as you're here right now on earth. So what do you need to learn, practice, or overcome? Number four, who can you reach out to for help or support? Well, if you're thinking about a podcast, I think I know someone, right? If you need someone who's thinking about, oh gosh, I need a coach for health, or I need a coach for my life just to get me through these crazy seasons, who is it? Maybe it's me. Maybe it's someone you already know. Maybe it's a coach that you met a couple years ago. Maybe it's someone you're going to meet. And you have to begin to prepare your mind for that because, believe it or not, we can miss what's right in front of us. So that preparation is so important. It's vital before you begin to plan. So really look at that. And then finally, number five, what can you celebrate and appreciate about yourself today and every day? Now, this one was an interesting one because I stopped and when I was writing these notes, I was like, man, what would I say? And then I thought, I know exactly what I would say. My presence. I may have a to-do list that is as long as Santa Claus' Christmas list. But guess what? With everything I do, I am present. I am all in. It's not a little bit of, oh, well, you got 80% of me right now. Yeah, maybe I'll give you 45.5%. No, you have me 100 to 120% of the time when I go through each of the things on my list. If that means I'm doing the laundry, then by golly, my laundry, my dirty clothes has 100% of me. That really kind of sounds crazy, doesn't it? and maybe a little disgusting all at the same time, but maybe it will put a smile, a real smile, on your face. Because what if you did put 100% of your energy into doing your laundry? Do you think your laundry would be finished like you want it to? Probably. Maybe you wouldn't have 25 loads to fold. Maybe you would only have 2 loads, the ones you're working on. Dinner dishes and dogs, they all need us. They all need our attention. So what is it for you that you can celebrate and appreciate about yourself? And guess what? Write it up on your mirror. Take your Expo marker. Yes, your magic erasable marker. And write on there. I don't care what color it is. Put flowers around it. Make some spring stuff. Have fun with it. If I had a master bathroom right now, which I don't, it's still under construction because of our flood, I would have this all written out on my mirror because I look at that every single day. Now, if you're like me right now and you don't have a master bathroom mirror, then put a post-it where you go to the bathroom. Because guess what? I guarantee you, you're going to visit there at least 3 times a day. So then you'll be visited by your notes 3 times a day. Once when you begin to do right by you, and you're ready to jumpstart this new adventure or continue this new adventure in a different manner, then keep asking, keep learning, and keep growing. You are worth it. You are capable. You are enough. And let me tell you this, you can do right by yourself. So my prayer for you, my friend, may your creative self be encouraged by the thoughts and actions you take today. May the impossible let possibility shine in the dark. This is your day to make your mark. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.